Welcome to Juno Douglas High School Gymnasium. Doug Ord with Lyle Huff bringing you Region 5 tournament action here on KHNS. Our upcoming game here is Haynes Glacier Bears against the Metlakatla Chiefs. Just finished with the Haynes girls in Metlakatla, and Haynes fell by 2 to Metlakatla after being down 18 at halftime. Great job in the second half battling back for the Lady Glacier Bears. They'll be playing at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning on KHNS. And then this game here, Glacier Bears were 0-4 against Metlakatla. Of course, their first game in Haynes, Justin Swinton had a chance to win that game, a little run along the baseline that rimmed in and out on him for a chance to win that one. And Metlakatla has not faced this Glacier Bear lineup. When Glacier Bears went down there, they still didn't have Devin Light playing for them. And when they were in Haynes, they didn't have Light, Sundberg, or Lynch. And so we'll see how some of these new additions affect their game against Metlakatla. Plus, this will be the first time Metlakatla is going to go against that full-court pressure that the Glacier Bears have been using
well,
lately.
Yeah, too, and then Coach Bossman's changed it up a little bit, too. He's changed his offense a little bit, going to a 1-4 offense where the kids start down low and set some screens, and that's different, too. So, anyway, it'll be interesting to see how it comes out here. They're going to introduce the ball players. They only introduced the starters here, Glacier Bears in their black uniforms, and they're listed as the guests on the scoreboard. Doug and I are sitting high over top of the scorer's bench, and the Metlakatla Miss Chiefs in their white uniforms, and they'll be the home team here.
Metlakatla is the number one seed in the tournament. The Glacier Bears the 4 seed, so Metlakatla would normally be favored to win this one, but I think it's going to be a toss-up to see which style of play comes out. Starting for the Glacier Bears, number 14, Kiana Lynch, 5'6" junior. 6'3" senior, number 21, Kai Sato Franks. 5'9" junior, number 30, Keegan Sundberg. 6'2" senior, number 40, Justin Swinton. And final starter for the Glacier Bears, 5'11" senior, number 41, James Morgan. So that's a little bit different lineup than we've been seeing lately for the Glacier Bears. They've had wings starting. They've had different people in and out of that starting lineup. But that gives Coach Fossman definitely some options off the bench. So we've got Franks, Swinton, Morgan, Sundberg, and Lynch for the starters for the Glacier Bears. For Metlakatla, 6'1" sophomore, number 1, Xavier Gormley. Number 3, 5'6" senior, Drew Yellenini. Number 13, 5'11" senior, Ryan Hudson. 5'9" senior, number 24, Tristan Winter. And starting final lineup, 6'2" senior, number 41, Tristan Alexander, final starter for the Metlakatla Chiefs. Metlakatla coached by T.J. Scott. Steve Flossman, coach of the Glacier Bears.
Well, the advantage Steve's got, too, is he's got a pretty deep bench this year. I mean, he plays 8 to 9 guys on a rotating basis, so he can come off the bench and not really lose anything there.
Yeah, he definitely has. If anybody gets in foul trouble, he's got a lot of options to go to off the bench, keep those numbers in. And then also that definitely helps him on that full court pressure because they're able to keep running quick guys in there. You know, he's got Fowler, Turner, Wing, Light. Yeah, brings Badger off the bench from time to time. Shoot that 3 for him. So we got Alexander and Swinton in the center circle. Ball's up, controlled by Swinton. Capped it to Kai Saddle Frank. Swinton running the post. Point guard for the Glacier Bears. 2-3 zone for the Chiefs. Swinton goes left. Now goes back right hand side to Sundberg. Back up top to Swinton. Left side to Lynch. Through to Swinton. Right side. They're just trying to move that zone back and forth here. They got Saddle Franks and Morgan flashing across high post to low post. Back up top to Swinton. Right side to Sundberg. Back to Swinton. Now it's actually looking more like a little 1-2-2 zone here because they got Winter right up top. Now cross court pass to Lynch to Swinton. Then at the elbows they've got Hudson and Yellenimi. Sundberg tries to get baseline, gets it to Sato Franks at the right high post. He stops, shoots that one, gets his own rebound. Up with the rebound, no good. Rebound comes down to Gormley for the Chiefs. Quickly up ahead to Hudson. He'll slow it down, bring it across the 10-second line. Goes left side to Winter. Winter at Alexander at the high post, right side to Yellenimi. Top to Hudson. Hudson looking inside. He'll drive in from the free throw line. Back rim. Swinton tried to come down with a rebound. Alexander comes over his back. It looked like Alexander tapped that one out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off of Swinton last. So Metlakatla will have the basketball. We're inbounding on the baseline, left side of the key. Yelanimi gets it in. Now they go up to Winter, down to Alexander. Spin move, back rim, no good. Sundberg down with the ball, gets it to Swinton. Swinton pushing it up in the front court. Tries to go right-hand side to Lynch, led him a little too far. Lynch was looking for that spot-up three-pointer, and Swinton was a little out in front of him, out of bounds to the Chiefs. Winter on the dribble, four-court pressure by the Glacier Bear. Winter is going to come left, goes back right now, gets it ahead to Yelanimi. Glacier Bears fall back 2-3 zone. Hudson up top, Yelanimi on the left-hand side now with the ball. Back up top to Hudson, right side to Winter. Winter's got Alexander at the high post, but he goes to Hudson, misses a long three-point shot. Winter gets the rebound, Yelanimi back with the rebound. Winter with the rebound up and good for two. Tristan Winter with the first 2 points of the basketball game. A lot of rebounding there for Metlakatla. Glacier Bears need to do a better job on the defensive rebound. Swinton with the ball. I'm going to penetrate the defense, gets it over to Lynch. Lynch back up top to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble goes right-hand side to Sundberg. Swinton's going to drive down the lane, up with the left hand, and he's going to be fouled on the shot as Swinton hits the deck, misses the shot, but he'll be getting two free throws out of this. 24, Tristan Winter will pick up his first personal. First team foul on Metlakatla, and Swinton will be going to the line shooting two. First one's up, great rotation on that one, splash that one through. First point for the Glacier Bears. Now off the bench, we've got Fowler, Wing, and White in for Lynch, Sundberg, and Morgan. So that deep bench that the Glacier Bears possess here, Steve Fossman's going to put it to use here with 5:33 left in the first quarter. Second shot by Swinton's also up and good, and we're tied at 2 points apiece. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Chiefs get it over the top to Alexander. Tried to get in there. Gormley knocked away by Fowler. Hudson tries to save it and gets it into Gormley. Gormley looks like he traveled, didn't call it. Up top to Yelanimi. Yelanimi, far baseline. Now they go to Gormley. Gormley has a strip by Swinton, gets it back out to Hudson. Hudson's going to drive in, dumps it down to Gormley. Gormley swatted by Swinton. Rebound by Winter. Swinton's going to get the foul, and the ball's going to go by Tristan Winter. Swinton got the first block, but the second one he really hacked him, but Winter was able to get that shot up and good. So that's four for Winter, and it's a 4-2 lead. Great hustle by the Glacier Bears there. Just couldn't get a handle on that. Fowler had that one tip pass in that possession, and Winter's first one is up and good, so it's a three-point lead for Metlakatla. Swinton on the dribble across the 10-second line. Goes right-hand side to Light. Light, cross-court pass to Wing. Wing back up top to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble. Goes right side to Saddle Franks out behind the three-point line. They go inside to Light. Has it knocked away. Saddle Franks picks up the basketball. He's trapped down on the baseline. He's trying to dribble it out of there, but they're going to get a three-second call on the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears fighting to keep possession of there. Things just didn't go their way. Yelanimi now against the pressure. He gets it across the 10-second line, comes up top to Hudson. Hudson right side to Winter. Winter's going to drive inside, dish it to Gormley. Gormley up with a shot. Rebound on the weak side to Swinton, and we're going to get a foul on Tristan Winter. That's going to be his second personal, second team foul. And Glacier Bears will have the basketball in the backcourt with 4:31 left here in the first quarter play, trailing by 3-5-2. Off the bench for the Chiefs, Carson Winter coming in for Tristan Winter. So with those two fouls here in the first 3.5 minutes there, Coach Scott doesn't want to risk getting a third. Swinton on the dribble across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. He backs off the defender, goes right hand to Sato Franks. They get it to Fowler at the high post. Now to Light on the right baseline. He has that ball ripped out of his hands, but we're going to get 13. That's going to be Hudson. Going to get his first personal foul. Nice job by Light being strong with the basketball. Hudson reached in there, and Devin Light just ripped through there and created that foul. Light will inbound on the far side to Swinton. Swinton right side to Sato Franks. He's got Yelenimi all over him. Back to Swinton. Swinton comes left-hand side. Now they go to Fowler on the baseline up top to Swinton. Swinton to Sato Franks. Now back to Swinton. Back to Sato Franks. Trying to look inside, but Devin Light's covered nicely by Hudson. Back up top to Swinton. To Sato Franks. They're really working that right side. Not much of a reversal this time. Now Swinton tries to go to the left-hand side. Got Carson Winter all over him. Now they loop it into Light, wide open down the middle. They got it to him in the high post. Nobody between him and the basket. Takes it in, lays it over the top. Now an inbound pass stolen away by Sato Franks for the Glacier Bears. Gets it to Swinton. Swinton going to try and drive the left baseline. Up with a running right-hander. No good. Swinton tips it and out of bounds to the Chiefs. The Chiefs will be inbounding. Carson Winter got Hudson on the dribble now. Comes to the right-hand side to Yelenimi. Yelenimi back to Hudson. Hudson cross 10-second line to Alexander. And give it to Hudson. Hudson will run the offense for the Chiefs. Goes left-hand side to Carson Winter. Up top to Hudson. Hudson high post to Alexander. Cross court to Yelenimi. Yelenimi dribbles back to the top of the key. Gives it to Hudson. Hudson probes the left side of the defense. Hands it off to Carson Winter. Now they'll come up top to Yelenimi. Yelenimi tries, drives inside, kicks it outside to Hudson. Hudson drives the baseline up with a right-hander. Gormley down with a shot, rebound. Alexander now with the rebound up and good for two for Tristan Alexander. Some big guys with some jumps here for Metlakatla. Glacier Bears going to have to work extra hard, blocking these guys off, keeping them off of that offensive glass. Swinton back for the Glacier Bears. Up top to Sato Franks. Sato Franks hands it back to Swinton. Swinton looks to the left-hand side to Wing. Wing has Gormley on him. It's going to be tough for Isaac to get his shot off with that extra length of Gormley. Light has the ball knocked to his hands right to Swinton. To Sato Franks. Back to Swinton up top of the key. 2:06 left here in the first quarter of play. 7-4, Chiefs up. Sato Franks on the right-hand side. Back up to Swinton. Swinton looking for, gets it to Chevy Fowler. Chevy has to go through his hand, stolen away by Alexander. Alexander gets it to Hudson, to Yelenimi across the 10-second line. He's going to try and drive in, try to get screen. 15-footer, that one's short front rim. Rebound comes down to Swinton. He has it tipped out of his hand, but it looks like we're going to get Alexander on the foul for the Chiefs. And that will be Tristan Alexander's first fourth team foul on the Chiefs. Off the bench is number 10, Michael Mackey, and he'll be coming in for Xavier Gormley. Also off the bench for the Glacier Bears, number 41, James Morgan. And he's coming in for Kai Sato Franks. So 1:40 left in the first quarter, 7-4 ball game, three-point lead by the Metlakatla Chiefs. Light gets it into Swinton. Swinton calls out the plays. He's coming across the 10-second line. He's going to be meted by Carson Winter at the top of the key. Swinton goes right-hand side to Light. Light's going to drive inside. He's going to get fouled, goes up with a shot. They're going to say it's going to be before the shot, so he'll be shooting on the baseline. Let's see which one of the Chiefs gets his foul. 22, that'll be Carson Winter's first personal. 15 foul. Glacier Bears lined up like they were shooting free throws, but the officials tell them, nope, it was on the drive. So Morgan on the inbounds pass. Gets it into Light. Light up top to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble now. Gets a screen from Fowler. Doesn't use it. Goes right-hand side to Light. Light going to drive. 14-footer. Back rim. Alexander down with the rebound for the Chiefs. Yelenimi now across 10-second line. Goes left-hand side to Hudson. Hudson pauses with the ball. Comes right to Yelenimi. Yelenimi going to try and drive again. Cut off by Wing. Picks up his dribble. We got Mackey. Michael Mackey up to Yelenimi. Hudson, left-hand side now to Carson Winter, to Hudson. Hudson's going to drive in, 14-foot, little one-hander. Rebound comes down to Morgan for the Glacier Bears. No, stripped out of his hands by Carson Winter. Chiefs maintain possession of the basketball. Winter to Alexander. Alexander's going to turn on Fowler. Up, leaves that one short. Swinton down with the weak side rebound. Swinton pushing the ball up into the front court now. Drops it off on the baseline to Fowler. Fowler up with the right hand, leaves out a little bit long, down to Michael Mackey with the rebound. Hudson now pulls it back. He's way up top of the Just inside half court, 18 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. Glacier Bears talking on defense here. They're still in the 2-3, but they're watching for Yelenimi, pointing out him. That's where they come to. Yelenimi on the dribble now, trying to get against wing. Hands it off to Michael Mackey, back to Carson Winter at the buzzer. No good. So at the end of the first quarter of play, Metlakatla is 7, and the Haynes Glacier Bears are 4. 3-point lead for...